A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, because God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent the only Son into the world so that we might have life through Him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that God has loved us and sent the beloved Son in expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God, yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and God's love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in God and God in us, that God has given us of the Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testified that the Father sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in that one and that person in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God, and God remains in that one. God is love, the central mystery of our faith, a God who pours the God self out in love. Many of the early mystics used to speak of this language of this outflowing of God's love, this God who overflows in love, and this love pouring into all that is through the beloved Son, Jesus Christ. So, for example, Meister Eckhart in the early 1300s says, all creatures have flowed out of God's will. All goodness flows forth from the superfluity of God's goodness. Or, he says in another homily, the soul is plunged into God and baptized in the divine nature, receiving the divine life therein and taking upon herself the divine order so that she is ordered according to God. So this image of God as a great spring or a great fountain that just keeps pouring out love. And today we would just add this other dimension to that outflowing, that this love pours through the heart of Christ. Christ's heart is an open heart. It's a heart that's been pierced and left open as an open door through which God's love flows out into the world and through which the world flows back into God. So we have this almost tidal image, like the ocean, the tides of the ocean, God's love flowing out, and the world and all of us flowing back into the heart of God through the open doorway of the heart of Christ. So, Meister Eckhart says in another one of his homilies, Christ says, I am a door. The first outburst and the first effusion, God runs out into the fusion into his Son, who then flows back into the Father. And one final quote from a sermon by Eckhart, the Son is a gate through which the soul returns to the Father, for all that God ever created is nothing but an image of eternal life. So we, on this Feast of the Sacred Heart, are reminded that we are part of this tidal movement, this flow from God out into the world, from the world back into God. And all of this happens through this doorway of the heart of Christ. The Sacred Heart is the channel through which this love flows forth. So every time that God flows out through the heart of the beloved Son, there's a consecration, a sacredness that is brought upon this heart of Jesus. And here's the key for us, which this first letter of John points to, that we don't see God. We aren't able to see the fountain necessarily from which this love flows. But we participate in this flowing out when we love one another. In other words, our heart also becomes a sacred heart, a consecrated heart, when we allow God's love to flow out through our hearts like through an open door. So we too become part of this mystery of the outflowing and the overflowing of love. Each time we love our neighbor, this love of God flows through us and consecrates us in the process. This is all a gratuitous gift of God. But we have to participate by allowing our heart to remain open. Another one of our great Dominican mystics is Catherine of Siena. She used to call God, "Oh, you mad lover." And she says in one of her letters the following: "I invite you to plunge through this burning love into the deep, peaceful sea. I have just discovered this again," she writes, "not that the sea is new, but that it is new to me in the feeling of my soul in this phrase, God is love." "We are to behave like a person in love," she writes, "who, when a friend comes with a gift, does not look at the gift in the friend's hands, but rather opens the eye of love and gazes at the friend's heart." So Catherine is also inviting us to plunge into this great sea of love, to allow ourselves to be swept away by this movement of God's love out and in and out and in. And she says we do this, we participate in this mystery by allowing that love to flow through our hearts as well, to look upon the other, our neighbor, with that love, that gaze of love. "Open the eye of your love," she says, "and gaze at your friend in love. Gaze at the world in love. See the world with this love flowing through the open door of your heart, through the open door of your eyes." So on this Feast of the Sacred Heart, it's not just that we stand back and look at and contemplate the beautiful heart of Christ opened on the cross for the love of God to flow out into the world. But we look within and we discover that same consecrated heart within ourselves each time we open the door of our hearts and allow the love to flow forth into the world. I would like to end with a quote from one of my great mystical heroes of the last century, Etty Hillesum, the Jewish woman who died in one of the concentration camps during the Second World War. A beautiful mystic, a woman who, in the midst of such horrid living situations as were the concentration camps, had the ability to see the beauty of God and the beauty of life and the love of God all around her. And Etty writes in her book, An Interrupted Dialogue, she writes the following: "Through suffering, I have learned that we must share our love with the whole of creation. But the price is high," she says, "much blood and tears." And then she goes on to say in another part in the same book, "I hate nobody. I am not embittered. Because once the love of humankind has germinated in you, it will grow without measure." So Etty invites us to share our love out with the whole of creation and to allow this love that gratuitously has been sown in our hearts to germinate and to produce much fruit. Have a blessed feast day.